It's Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. Today we're talking about how scientists get the data they need to study birds and how the data are used. A lot of data are collected by scientists and volunteer bird watchers or citizen scientists through bird surveys.
Bird watching as a hobby has long been associated with the science of ornithology. Many ornithologists have come to the profession through the hobby of bird watching.
The North American Breeding Bird Survey is a cooperative effort between the United States and Canada. The Bird Survey is a long-term, large-scale, international avian monitoring program started in 1966 to track the status and trends of North America's birds. If significant declines are detected, causes can then be identified and action taken to reverse them before populations reach critically low levels. In the mid-20th century, the success of DDT and other pesticides ushered in a new era of synthetic chemical pest control. As pesticide use grew, concerns about their effects on wildlife began to surface.
That was one of the main drivers behind the initiation of the Breeding Bird Survey. During an era when pesticides were being used a bit too freely and too carelessly, people were seeing a lot of mortality in birds from using these pesticides improperly.
That's Dan Ranking of the Sutton Avian Research Center in Bartlesville. Dan coordinates the survey for Oklahoma.
And the question arose, well, how do we know if birds are increasing or declining in number? From that, developed this program to try to monitor bird populations across the entire country.
In response, the Patuxent Wildlife Research Center developed the North American Breeding Bird Survey to monitor bird populations over large geographic areas.
It encompasses the entire United States and parts of Canada and Mexico.
The idea is to provide a mechanism for monitoring bird populations across the country. So, how many red-winged blackbirds are there in the United States? That's a difficult question to answer even for a relatively small area like a ranch.
And when you scale up to the size of a county or an entire state or the entire continent, and you're talking about hundreds of different bird species, the question of how many birds are there and are they increasing or decreasing becomes even more difficult to answer. So the Breeding Bird Survey was started to provide a long-term set of data from which we could evaluate changes in bird populations over time.
How does the survey work?
It is conducted during the breeding season. June is the main time that these surveys are conducted. Most birds are finished with migration and in the midst of their nesting season. And they're also maintaining territories. That's critical because this is a sight and sound survey.
Scientists and bird watchers skilled in bird identification collect population data along roadside routes. Each survey route is 24.5 miles long, with stops at half-mile intervals. At each stop, a three-minute count is conducted. During the count, every bird seen or heard within a quarter-mile radius is recorded. More than 4,100 survey routes are located across the continental United States and Canada.
These are very much a cross-spectrum of probably mostly amateurs and some professionals as well doing these counts. The scale of this project is so large that there's no way that there would be enough professional ornithologists to complete the over 3,000 of these counts that are done every year, so it relies very much on enthusiastic amateurs to participate.
Bird surveys rely on volunteers or citizen scientists to collect data for studying the movement of birds. Learn more and hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. Made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Our thanks to Cornell Lab of Ornithology's Macaulay Library in Ithaca, New York, for the featured bird song.